This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You are listening to Food for Thought, and you can like us on our website or on our Facebook page. You can go to foodforthoughtnh.com and then go from there to our Facebook page and like us there.
And have no life otherwise.
I got it backwards.
It's all right.
Well, you know, now, I mean, with social media, you can do either, you know. And
true.
And you know, and now it doesn't seem so important either. I mean, you know, I know it's important to you know, have, you know, especially when we have, you know, clients coming in and, you know, guests coming in, to have their websites. But, you know, now, it, you know, you just Google it. You don't even, you know, you just Google it.
Isn't Google your best friend?
It is unbelievable. I don't know what I would do without it.
There's other search engines out there, I know, and I'm sure they're fine, but Google really is the one.
It's
like Facebook took over from MySpace, you know, when the two of them were kind of coming up somewhat neck and neck back in the day. So it's interesting to see which eventually end up in the top spot.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Well, I have, first of all, just from yesterday, I have to give props to your dad, George, who prepared a fabulous prime rib for the Midtown Cafe. And there was enough, you know, left over. See, I didn't want to go marching in when I got here and taking somebody else's, because, you know, I kind of work here. And but I was a little bit happy they didn't totally sell out. I mean, there wasn't much left on it, honestly.
They ended up selling out. But, you know,
but it was
later
after
than what we had anticipated. We were guessing, you know, 105 and 120 and 130, and it was around 330.
And he was right. So the roll that you used, the designer, was just right. You know, it held the moisture, didn't fall apart in your hand. And I didn't put any condiment on there because I'm not a condiment guy. I just wanted to taste your dad's prime rib, and it was great.
Yeah, good.
And he cooks at a lower temperature than I would have expected, but it was just right.
Perfect.
He knows what he's doing. I'll never question the man. You can. He's your dad. I can't.
Oh, no. I don't question him with stuff like that.
No.
I'm not a good, you know, that kind of meat cooking and, you know, and grilling I'm not good at, you know, so. But anyway.
But you look like, this looks like a vanilla frap you're having, and I'm sure it's something that's much healthier than it looks.
I
know it's not.
A vanilla frap.
Because I see it starting to separate a little bit.
Well, this is one of my meals. This is meal number three for me.
Meal number three.
Meal number three.
A liquid meal today. Huh?
After this is when I have my chicken and salad after. But this is, and I did do a little variation with this one, because didn't I share with you the other day that this one tasted terrible? With the plain Greek yogurt.
One?
This is the one with the plain Greek yogurt. So today I used the with strawberry and banana Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Same calories.
Did it make a difference?
It is much better. I mean, just that little bit, but same calories. So I'm like, I'm not even asking Rocco.
How are you doing now after, well, this is like the third day, right?
Today's day three.
Where you're actually measuring stuff where you kind of were eyeballing it before. Now you know how it feels to eat the exact amounts. How you doing with that?
Well, I do have to say that eating six meals is kind of difficult. It's a lot of food. But, you know, the good thing is I know I'm eating the right foods.
Yes.
I mean, everything that's going in. And, you know, I can really feel a difference. I mean, it's, you know, I'm only on day three. But I mean, already I just checked my Fitbit right before we went on the air, and I'm already at 5,755 steps.
Where did you go today?
I'm telling
you. That's like running the stairs here at the Beacon Building?
I have been nonstop since 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I went to the gym, and then I gazzed up, and I washed my car. And
you washed your car? Like at the house?
Or no, I did it at the car wash.
Right.
And then I went home and had a little thing with my son. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Today's garbage day, Thursday.
Yeah. Did
you should
miss
ask
it?
Me about that each Thursday.
Okay.
Because it's a big deal at my house, because it's like the only thing that my 20-year-old needs to take care of is the garbage. And he works. It's perfect. He works third shift, so he comes home around 6:30, quarter of 7. The garbage people that pick it up request to have it out by 6:30 in the morning, because you never know when they can come. They usually come around 8, 8:30. So give or take for my son. But it's perfect. He comes home from work. Right. He goes to bed. Just take the garbage out before you go to bed. I mean, you lift the barn door up and you take four barrels out to the end of the driveway.
It's, not asking it's like, a lot of a 20-year-old.
Give me a break. Every week there's an issue. And yesterday afternoon, I was, you know, getting my porch together and, you know, stuff. And I said to him, he came home and I said, there's a pile right there in the driveway on the side. That's for garbage tomorrow. You're going to need to put it in bag. You know, and of course he's like, well, what do I do with that? I'm like, you're going to need to put it in a garbage bag, I guess, because you know what the garbage people can take and what they can't take. Of course, you know, he's giving me crap. He knows what he needs to do. So that was there. So anyway, so this morning I'm coming home about 7:15, 7:20 for my workout and washing my car and gassing it up and stuff like that. I'm coming up Wordley Road, and the garbage is not out. I was fit to be tied.
Oh, and had they come yet or no?
No, they hadn't. Oh. They hadn't.
So who got to do it?
Are you kidding?
Did you wake him up?
I didn't do it. Well, in my car, I have Bluetooth, so I just click Tyler. I was so mad. And he, you know, of course, hello. I go, you better get your butt down here right now.
Is that the exact word you used?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't pretty. He's like, what did I do? I'm like, the garbage. Oh, gosh, it was awful. So then he does all the garbage. I go in to make my shake because then I was going to, then I went out and I did some planting. And as I'm making my shake, he's done. He flies back in, you know, back upstairs, and I go, I walk outside with my shake ready to go do some planting, and I walk out, and the pile in the driveway was still there from yesterday that I told him just yesterday. So I went into the mudroom, yelled upstairs, get down here again. And he's like, what? And yeah.
So
unbelievable.
Did it make an impression, or will you be going through this again?
Oh, no, I think I made an impression. And then, of course, he had an attitude with me. And I'm like, you have an attitude with me? I don't think so.
So you don't ask him a lot, as a lot of...
That's all he has to do.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, you know, the other thing, well, you know...
You just got thrown under the bus, Tyler, but it sounds like you deserve it.
I hope he's listening. I really do, because he does listen sometimes. No, he does listen.
But shouldn't he be sleeping now if he got out of work at 6?
Could be. I mean, he sometimes will sleep a few hours, and then he wakes up, and then
he may be listening today to see how, to what degree you're going to throw him under the bus.
Could be. He has an issue with leaving his clothes in the dryer, too. You know, after they, you know, he washes them.
But that's, he has to pay the price for that by having wrinkled clothes, right?
Oh, and you know what I do? I take it one step further. I will literally take his whole pile, and I will go throw it in his hallway. Because he lives up in the barn.
Oh,
he
does.
He has a beautiful apartment up in the barn. And there's like a walkway to go out, you know, into the barn, which is not very nice. You know, I mean, you go up the stairs to his apartment. And I just go and I throw it in the hallway.
Oh.
I gladly
Tough love,
do it.
Huh?
I go, whoosh, throw it in there. Because that's my biggest pet peeve. When I want to use my washer, I use my, you know.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like, because I do my wash. I put it in the dryer and I fold it and put it away. I mean, it doesn't sit in the dryer for 3 days. So anyway, let's talk about something else.
Oh. Well, it seems like you're getting a lot off your chest, and it's
I am. Oh, I have all this energy, Mike.
It's very therapeutic. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that you have 5,755. So 5,755, and I think there must be something in the air today, or maybe it's the weather. But Barbara and I went walking earlier this morning in Griffin Park, which is in Wyndham. And we're driving home, and it's like 10:45 before I leave to come here. And she says, wow, I'm at 67. She has a jawbone. You have a Fitbit.
Yeah.
So I'm at 67% of my steps already today.
That's awesome.
So, which is, of course, not always the case. So, indeed, I think people are just enjoying the good weather, getting out, planting, gardening, walking, and taking laundry out of dryers.
Taking laundry out of the dryers.
Yeah.
So... Oh, you know what? I want to remind people that the Red Arrow Diner Londonderry's grand opening is going to be happening May 28th and 29th, which is a Thursday and a Friday.
Grand opening?
Grand opening.
Didn't we do a ribbon cutting in March?
We did a ribbon cutting.
Okay.
And that was, you know, the first week that we opened. But now there's going to be a grand opening, which is involving the liquor store and the travel center and the Red Arrow.
Oh, okay.
So it's all of us together. Mm-hmm. And the governor is supposed to be showing up, apparently. On the 28th, which is the festivities are going to be beginning on Thursday the 28th at 3 o'clock. They're doing a big official cutting of the whole center at like 3:10, 3:05, 3:10, and then the governor will be showing up in about 45 minutes after that. And there'll be all kinds of giveaways. Starting next Thursday, we'll be giving out raffles to for people to win free breakfast for two for a year. at the diner. That's going to
nice.
Be...
Nice. No purchase necessary.
No purchase necessary.
Otherwise, we can't talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, no. No purchase necessary.
Okay.
And the gas station is going to be giving away free gas and free giveaways.
I like that because it's on my way to work every day.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
Well, I won't try to win any Red Arrow stuff, but I might go for the free gas.
Don't do that. No kidding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... That should be...
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So there's a welcome center there, or a travel center, you called it?
Well, it's a travel center. It's the Sunoco station. It's a gas station. It's where the truckers, you know, gas up in the back all their diesel and all that. And, yeah.
All right. So, I mean, there's brochures and things. If you're coming to New Hampshire, it sounds to me like it's a welcome center. But
It's not exactly a welcome center.
Okay.
They call it a travel center. So.
All right. So it's exit 5
where the restaurant is. Right off exit 5, yes.
Right.
Yeah, we're anchored by the New Hampshire State Liquor Store. And the New Hampshire State Liquor Store can't give away things, so they're going to be having all kinds of tastings, full tastings, apparently.
Well, they can give tchotchkes away. They can't give any
Not
product
liquor,
away.
Though.
No, they can't give liquor away,
right.
Which is too bad, but they can give you keychains or, you know, little carrying bags or whatever.
Yeah, so they'll be doing all, you know, tastings and wine and liquor and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've actually hosted a couple tastings at some of the liquor stores. I did one in Bedford and... one other place, and they had chefs bring in little, you know, hors d'oeuvres, and you could try wine at this station and that station.
That's what'll be happening.
Yeah, those are fun to go to
because
you really get a sense of some of the wine that they have there. I don't know that they do spirits tasting. Maybe they do.
I think.
Really?
Well, you know, he said they were going to be doing some. He said specifically vodka. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'm not sure.
Right. So that again, give us the dates on that for those that
28th and 29th, May 28th and 29th, it's Thursday and a Friday.
Okay.
Miss New Hampshire is going to be going. Miss Teen New Hampshire is going to be there.
Our friend Holly Blanchard is going to be there?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
She's not old enough to drink.
Is she not?
I don't think so.
Really?
Well, she may be. You know what? I think she is because I think after this year she would have aged out of eligibility for Miss America.
Okay.
So you know what? I think she is.
Okay.
But I know that she is always on her best behavior. We know her as the one of the wish granters for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
So and she is such a sweetheart and so deserving of the title Miss New Hampshire.
She definitely is.
Very exciting.
And you know, let me just mention too that New England Coffee. Their big New England coffee truck will be there on Friday from 11 to 1, giving away free iced coffee.
Oh, one of the sponsors of
Food for Thought. Yes, so that
very
should be
nice.
That should be fun too. So anyway, we'll keep chatting about that as it comes.
Well, that's good. That's always fun, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the State House. I think the
29th. Yes.
Right. So do you have to be in two places at one time, or?
I was almost going to have our show go there, and then I remembered that we're going to be at the State House.
Yes.
So that's
like a propane safety day or something, which I've not seen or heard of before. But and if there's grilling there, if they've got grills set up, I need to do
they
some grilling for
have
folks.
Grilling
are
set
they?
Up. Yes, they are.
All right.
Well,
food holiday today before we break.
Food holiday today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Those
I'm
are
not
pretty
a biscuit
good.
Person.
I not often, but I do like them when they're heated up and just slightly crunchy on the outside.
Yeah, I
go to Cracker Barrel, although honestly, I've eaten there once in my life and I'm all set with that.
Isn't it?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, once was enough for me.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I like their store.
Mm-hmm.
I like the general
interesting
store.
Interesting concept. I don't
it
know
is
that
an
it's,
interesting concept.
That it's called. I don't know how they're in Londonderry, one exit before you, so I have no idea how they're doing. Anyway.
Yeah.
In just a few moments, we will be chatting with Jane Lang, one of the more colorful people, I think, in the world of farmers markets. She is the New Hampshire Farmers Market Association president and is also the volunteer market manager at the Salem Farmers Market, which has a brand new location, I think, much better than it was in the past, easier for a lot of people to get to. And we're in that time of year, Carol, where farmers markets are beginning to see some of the, I mean, even though it's still pretty much the cold weather produce, but there's always artisans, there's bakers, there's all kinds of interesting people. Yeah.
I love farmers markets.
I do, too.
They're so fun.
I'm glad they're, how's the one in Bedford? I've never been to that
Very
one.
Very nice.
Is it?
Very nice. Yes. I haven't gone to it too much. You know, it seems, you know, my office is here, so I'll go to the Manchester one. I love the Concord one on Saturday mornings. That you know, I like Saturday morning, you know, going to that one, walking down the street, and, you know, so, but the Bedford one is very nice. It's very nice. It's like over behind Harvest Market.
When's the last time you went to the Concord one?
Well, it was last year.
Okay, because as you know, there's construction going on Main Street with the 2020 project going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering. See, even though I live in Concord, I haven't been able to see what's going on.
Yeah,
so,
I haven't been yet this year.
Yeah. I should be able to check it out to see what it looks like this Saturday, because I'm going to be up a little bit earlier than I usually am, because I like to sleep in a little bit on Saturdays, but I can't do that this Saturday. So.
That's J-Dog. Hey, as a matter of fact, I was just on Main Street a couple days ago. I'm doing a piece for Around Concord magazine on the Main Street project. Mm-hmm. The entire North Main East Side is going to be completed by about June 24th or 25th. So that'll get done, and market days will get set up. So there will be no interruption this year. And I talked to the supervisor of all the construction going on. Everything is either ahead of or at schedule. So that's really good news.
Yep.
All right, so there's the update. And
now, Jada, you said something about not being able to go on Saturday. What do you have going on Saturday?
Well, let's see. I'm going to one of the fairs with my nephew and my brother, and then I'm going to be getting bicycle. I think it's the Kiwanis Fair. It's the
It's 60. Those traveling carnivals?
It's at Everett Arena. It's right. This Saturday. It's the 60th one, so this is big. So.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, fun. All right. All right. Well, I think we need to take a break. You know what? I just want to say, too, the other national food holiday today this is kind of funny. It is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. I'm going to end on that.
Done that several times.
I thought you were saying Donna.
No. I was doing the chicken dance song.
I know.
Too many weddings in my past.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, you were a DJ, too, right?
I was. 700 weddings, baby.
Oh, boy. So you've done that many.
Explains why I got divorced.
Okay, we need to go on break.
Yes,
you're listening to Food for Thought 107.7. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Food for Thought, WTPL The Pulse, 107.7, home to Kalen Company. Later on this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and of course, all the Red Sox games all season long. My name is Mike Morin, co-hosted by our leader, Carol Lawrence. And our show is brought to you by Grasshoppers Garden Center, where the customer comes first, 728 New River Road in New Boston. Also brought to you by Express Jewelry Center on South Main in Concord, expressjewelrynh.com, precision repair and sales. Well, there are some farmers markets that are just open during the warm or the growing season parts of the year, but there's a farmers market in Salem, talking Salem, New Hampshire, open all year long, winter and summer, and its volunteer market manager and coordinator, Jane Lang, is joining us from the Salem Farmers Market in New Hampshire. And if you are trying to picture her, just think of really cool hats. She almost always has one on. That is Jane Lang. Hello, Jane.
Good morning. Well, no, good afternoon. And I am just so honored to be on your fabulous show here. And I can't thank you enough. And who doesn't love farmers markets? And who wouldn't love them all year round? And we in Salem do all of that.
Yeah, and Jane, I didn't realize that the Salem farmers market is really relatively new compared to others in the state. I think you organized it, about 5 years ago?
Yep, we're actually going into our fifth year. I organized it myself and ran it with my husband for the first 3 years. At Hedgehog Park, and then we moved on to Lake Street Garden Center.
And now, a new location.
And now we have a wonderful board of directors, volunteer, that work with me and keep this market growing.
But you have a new location, correct, Jane?
We do, and we're really excited about this, which is, you know what, they call it growing pains. We actually just outgrew our wonderful location, and we can't thank the Wolf family enough at Lake Street Garden Center for hosting us for the last 3 years. But we needed something where we could grow more. We were just bringing in too many people. So we just recently moved to Route 28 called the Salem Marketplace, and that's at 224 North Broadway. The new Dunkin' Donuts is right across the street, or if you're really a Salemite, you would probably know Chef Walk restaurant right in there.
All right, so is that near where the Grand Estate Potato Chip plant used to be? Am I in the right neighborhood?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. near Raceway, near another racetrack, or a little bit north of the racetrack.
So would you get off exit 2 or exit 1?
You can
actually get off at 2 or 3. in between two and three.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. So you wouldn't go as far as one then. Okay.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. All
no,
right.
Mm-mm. Two or three would be perfect.
So what types of things that make your farmer's market unique from maybe some others?
Well, I think my hat does miracles for that market. I just started thinking, how can we brand this market? And I just started, I had this great hat, and I started putting flowers in it, and that's how we branded the market. But really what makes our market are the vendors who I have selected and who have just been bringing the best quality of New Hampshire locally grown and prepared products to our market. We offer dairy. We offer the raw milk, the cottage cheeses, the butter that comes from Brookford Farms up in Canterbury. We have four meat vendors. We have a organic bread person. We have jams. We have relishes. We have pickles. We have mustard. We have, and of course, we have some of the most amazing farms that a couple of them actually grow all year round in their heated greenhouses. So we started getting strawberries, like, for the last 2 weeks, the most delicious strawberries.
Yum.
Wow, that's about a month
really
ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and that's because of the heated greenhouse. Is it a little bit higher than normal? Yeah, but you got to remember, he paid for the oil and, you know, the things that go with it. It's no spray. It's just as organic as you can get. And also the wonderful prepared foods that we have, that we do offer at our market. It's just wonderful that people can now come and know where their food is coming from. And they can come, like I always say, come and shake the hand of a farmer who actually, you know, grew or produced your food.
I am amazed at some of the things I learned just, you know, reading a little bit about farmers markets in New Hampshire, of which you are the president of the New Hampshire Farmers Market Association.
Correct.
I was blown away, and Carol, you'll find this interesting, at the Courtyard Marriott Grapponi Conference Center, they have rooftop beehives.
No way.
Yeah, yep, isn't that awesome?
Yep, they do.
That is pretty cool.
we actually were just rated number three, okay, in the country for as far as locally grown products, you know, bringing local food out. I think that either Maine is number one or Vermont. I think it's like Maine, Vermont, and then New Hampshire. So I'm very proud and honored to say that in my second year as president of the New Hampshire Farmers Market Association, and we currently right now have about 40 farmers markets that are opening right about now that are going to be open all summer long. And if you go to our website page, which is nhfma.org, you can find, it says find your market, and you can find all the farmers markets that are opening now.
You mentioned, Jane, that there's 40-some farmers markets in the state. So supposing there's somebody that's listening today or would like to, in their town, perhaps open up their first farmers market, what should they do or who should they contact about that?
Well, I think, you know, I get a lot of people that just contact me, okay, through the Farmers Market Association. And we sort of give them the guidelines to move forward with it and what you would need. Because we do have a lot of Farmers Markets manager that will be able to answer any questions that they have. You know, I mean, it's not just easy. I mean, I remember years ago when I used to live in Florida that you would just have trucks pull up to these parking lots, these empty parking lots, and these local farms would just come out and bring all their fresh greens and whatever. Well, nowadays you have your food safety issues and whatever. So it's really important that we make sure that everybody that goes to a farmer's market, the vendors that are there are providing the food safety that we want all of our patrons to have, as well as liability insurance and different things like that. So there's a lot of detail. One thing that New Hampshire does require is that a farmer's market, to justify an actual farmer's market, you need to have at least two farms on, you know, within that market. So you could start a farmer's market and just have two local farmers come in and call it your farmer's market.
Hmm. Interesting.
I have to say I haven't been to nearly as many as you have around the state. I've been to Portsmouth, which is on a Saturday, at least last time I was there, and I like that. And even though this isn't New Hampshire, one of my favorites I've been to is the Farmers Market in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. There was just something about that.
Yeah.
Don't know if you've ever been to that one, but they always have live entertainment. Do you find that an interesting aspect of Farmers Markets, is a little kind of acoustic music while people shop?
I think that's wonderful. That brings up a great amount of spirit and for the farmers market, and just keeps everybody in a really jive type mood. we actually have live entertainment at our farmers markets, and always encouraging people to go out and reach out to your local community, because there are a lot of great musicians out there that actually you can go to your high school, your local high school. There's some great jazz bands, or just anybody who's just does it as a hobby, you know, just have them come out, and it just brings just a nice flavor to the market.
Yeah, it makes it almost like a street fair, except that we're focusing on you know, grown locally as the theme, but it makes you feel like you're in a street fair somewhere to have that music.
Well, I think that's important too, but I think one of the most important things about your farmers markets is bringing these local products and educating the people on buying locally grown foods. You know, Market Basket will never go out of business from us, but being able to support our New Hampshire and sometimes Massachusetts, maybe, you know, locally right on the border there, to support our local farmers and producers, that's what it's all about. These people buy land, they produce on their land, they pay taxes here. Why not support their local products? And I always say, you know, we don't want to take your whole food budget, but bring $10, $15 to a local farmer's market the first week, and I bet next week you'll bring 20.
And for that minimal amount of money, by the way, you're going to be carrying out
a lot of stuff
that you know is fresh and has probably not been sprayed to death for bugs and everything else.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, and that's another good thing that we do, that we do offer at our markets, and a lot of other markets do as well, is that they offer a variety of price points for their produce. I mean, you'll have one farmer that'll come in that has no spray or is strictly organic. They're going to be a little bit higher than the farmer that brings in produce that he has used some sort of spray on them. So it's kind of good, because it allows people that don't really want to spend a little bit more and, you know, stay within their budget, they can still get that good locally grown quality of food. The other thing, too, is that we have a lot of farmers markets now that accept the SNAP EBT program. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, any person out there that is on food stamps, or any senior, you know, that needs, you know, that's on food stamps, we want them to know that we want them to come to the farmers market, because a lot of the markets now will match dollar for dollar. So, for instance, at our Salem, New Hampshire farmers market, we are currently, you come in with your SNAP EBT card and you buy the tokens that we sell there. And if you spend $10 on your card, we'll give you another $10 of free money to spend at the market. So that person is actually, you know, really benefiting, because he's getting free money. The other thing, too, is it will go up to $20. So if they spend $20 on their SNAP card from food stamps, we will give them $20. So they'll have $40 to spend at the farmers market and be able to bring all that wonderful locally grown products. And I think the most important thing is educating the public on the longevity and as well as the nutritional values that these local products bring. I mean, I don't know if you ever bought like a bag of greens from a local farmer's market. You can probably keep that in your refrigerator for a week or so, okay? And that's a lot of their other vegetables as well, too. But you know, when you go to a regular grocery store and that product has traveled 1,500 miles to get there, it's not going to last as long. So, you know, these are just facts that I think people need to be educated on.
Now, just one thing, because we need to take a short break. Do all of the farmers markets in New Hampshire all take the EBT cards?
There's a good list of them. And like I said, if you go on to and you pull up that list,
FMA.org, find your farmer's market, and it'll tell you
find your
there.
Farmer's market. When you go on that list, it'll actually tell you what farms take, you know, what farmer's markets take SNAP and EBT. And a lot of them take debit and credit as well, too, you know, which
that's
is really
good.
Important.
That's come a long way, yes.
Well, yeah, because you know what? A lot of farmers, they don't want to, you know, they don't all take the debit and credit cards, or they don't have the access to it. So here, once again, we're helping to support and give more of spending ability to the patron.
Jane, are you okay if we take a little break? Can you hang on for a few minutes?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
I'd love to.
All right. Listeners, we're talking with Jane. She is the president of the Salem Farmers Market. And you're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester. And we are talking with Jane Lang, the president of the Salem Farmers Market. And Jane, you know what I'd like to ask you? You know, you founded the Salem Farmers Market 5 years ago. And, you know, I just recently, you know, the last couple of years started, you know, going more to farmers markets. When did you start seeing the trend? I'm thinking it's a trend. You know, back, you know, way back, you know, like you said, there used to just be like the farmers there. Now you see, I mean, there's prepared foods, there's meats, there's bread. I mean, when did you start seeing that happen? Or has that been happening for 5 years now? Like,
well, I think that I actually saw that happening when I used to go over to the Newburyport Farmers Market there in the tannery. They had just started, I believe, back in, it may have been maybe 2008 or somewhere in through there that I started going, and I started seeing all these great products in these farms, you know, and it just so happens that how I got started with this was that I was standing outside the town hall during a town election in March, and I was holding a sign for somebody that was running for an office. And I noticed the camaraderie and everybody talking and saying how great it was to see everybody. And when I think of a farmer's market, I think of a community event, bringing everybody together. Mm-hmm. And I stood there and I said to them, you know, we need a farmer's market here in Salem. And I just like took off, and we opened that June. And I worked with the recreational department at that time, you know, in Salem, and they helped me launch it. So, you know, I think it's all about bringing your community together, you know, as a farmer's market.
Yeah, it's kind of like a weekly, like, local street fair.
Yeah, I guess, you
kinda,
know,
sorta.
I get people, they call it like a fair, but to me, it's about food.
Right.
I know that we do get, like during the holidays, we get a lot of artisans that request to come in. And during the holidays, I totally understand. And we allow, you know, some extra artisans to come in. But usually we may have one a month or two a month during the summer, because people come to the market for the food.
Right.
They don't come to the market for a fair type atmosphere. They come there for the food. They want to know, like, what products are out there and what tasting. And it's all about tasting the products. Most markets that you go to, it's wonderful. You'll be able to, like, you know, I ask a lot of the vendors, you know, to sampling the products. Because let's face it, if you sample, it's like taste and buy. If they love
exactly.
it, they're going to buy it.
Of course.
I saw an interview with you in the Hippo, Jane, and you said the Seacoast is more hip to buying local food than we are here in this part of the state.
I know, and I don't want anybody to take offense of that.
Well, no,
but
explain
you know what?
It.
They get it. They really do. I have to say that Seacoast eat local. When
why
I
do you
first
think that
heard,
is?
Huh?
Why do you think that is?
I think I don't even want to say the word mentality, but yeah, it is. It's the mentality of people knowing about. That's where all of your products really come from. That's where most of your farms come from. There are farms in the western part, okay, like up in Keene and in the western part of the state, but there's nothing right here in the center. I always say, like, Salem is like the black hole.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's like we don't get some of the good benefits that New Hampshire, you know, has available for us. And so I saw how Seacoast Eat Local was doing it, and I said, I want to be just like them when I grow up. And it's working in a sense, and they are a great group of people. They're a great group of volunteers, and I just admire the work that they do. And I hope that we can do as much as they do here in our community.
Let's wrap up because we only have another minute or two.
Oh,
give us the details of the Salem Market,
okay,
which is in a new location. The times.
We're in a new location right now, but I do have one request. Mike,
yes.
You live in Windham?
I do.
We've never seen you once at our market. Now,
oh,
come on.
Well, I have been there when you were in the nursery place. You just didn't know me then, so I have been there, Jane.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I never came
over to say hello. So
I bought plenty of stuff, trust me.
You
we
did.
Loved it.
Okay.
Not as often as we should, but I have been there, Your Honor.
Anyway.
See, I don't wear a hat. People can't pick me out of the crowd if they don't really know me. I'm a radio guy.
I am definitely going to make my way down there, so you'll see me, and I'll make sure
great.
I say hi to you, because it sounds like I'll be able to find you quite easily.
Yes, you will. Unfortunately, yes, you will. You will find me quite easily. So let me just tell you, so we're open every Sunday all year long, okay, for the summer. We're going to be located at 224 North Broadway. That's the Salem Marketplace. And every week we have between 16 and 20 vendors with a diversity of products that they've brought. We have live music. We try and do things for kids. Check us out at www.salemnhfarmersmarket.org, and you'll get all your information. And then if you want to get out to other farmers markets, please go to nhfma.org and click on Find Your Market, and you'll find all the amazing markets all over New Hampshire.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Well, oh my God, thank you so much. And Jane, just enjoy this.
And you're such a great spokesperson. Jane Lang, Salem Farmers Market, Volunteer Market Manager and President of the New Hampshire Farmers Market Association. Oh yeah, you'll see me this summer. Now I'm going to come get you with a vengeance.
He is, too. Thank
as
you, Jane.
As long as you don't take my hat.
No. Great to talk to you, Jane. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back with Linda from Kansas. Stay tuned.
Woo-hoo!